Blog Talk Radio.
How I keep from going under. It's like a jungle outside. Sometimes I wonder how I keep from going under. We scream Black Lives Matter, but we still toting ladders. Watching our own brothers trying to get at us. Dreams get shattered when a scene full of crackers and they charge you with some shit you ain't do. You like what happened? We go get lawyers, say shit we don't know how to talk. They taught us to hate each other before we learn how to walk. Mama taught you how to fight, but she taught you how to write. And daddy locked down in the cell, can kiss you night. Monsters under the bed, every night feel like a fright night. Coke fumes in the air, mama holding on that pipe tight. And you catch a contact, but never mind that. In a world where black is wrong and white right, it's like a combat. We go to war for our freedom, they say we equal. I used to wanna play like Randall and be an eagle. I used to play the quarterback, my dog would go receiver. That was to the ball, got flapped by a dope needle on the pavement. It's amazing, this environment we was raised in. On them papers, one mistake and I'm getting caged in. You gotta feel me, feel like the system trying to kill me. Got arrested and the charges have won. But Papa Willis, they won't.
But when the driver runs the fence, you still prevail through this. Yeah, can you believe it? We're still on. So when the driver runs the low,
picture me 10 years younger with some tats on my face. Taking a bunch of Zannies with a strap on my waist. Pointing it at the camera like mama ain't teach me manners. Trying to see more bills like I'm headed to Alabama. No way, I can't judge him, I'm just trying to understand him. Cause I used to pop perks, pour purple in my phantom. Had me swerving in my phantom like I'm running from my dreams. I was headed for the slammer, I was playing all of these for them to bury me. I had my whole family mad at me. Fell deep in love with the game and it married me. Judge said I give you a chance, don't embarrass me. Motivating these little niggas is like a charity community service. Even though they knew we was working, they did this to me on purpose. Cause I ain't moving too perfect. I stay away from them clowns, watch how I move through the circus. Cause they be weighing you down, even some of them dudes in your circus.
So
it's
the driver on the fence, yeah. Still prevail through this, yeah. Can you believe it? We're still on. So it's the driver on the low.
How can I pledge allegiance to the flag when they killing all our sons, all our dad? I come from a place where you kill your own brother, you could brag like he got bodies, but that's a fab. No, that's a fact. You screaming out at your corner, nigga, that's a trap. Screaming out at your homie, nigga, that's a rat. Catch a case with him, bet he crack. The odds against you and they double stack. Stay woke. But my mom a new crib, that's some gangster shit. Me and nephews walking around wearing mankster shit. Kept the hood motivated, this the thanks I get. Tried Ja Rule the kid on some wankster shit. But that's impossible, cause I'm unstoppable. The label can't drop me, nigga, I'm too valuable. You thought I would lose, but I wanted that bothered you. Still moving around in Philly just like the monsters do. When I talked to M and Hov, they said I'm proud of you. Stood tall back when everyone doubted you. My reply is I did what I gotta do. And I need that verse for you, retire too. Jumping all the obstacles, I'm way too wavy. Said I would lose, boy, you way too crazy. Pick and choose, either fame or the money. Fame will make you crazy, and the money I make them bad bitches say thank you, baby. You're welcome.
We're here. Welcome to the Fast Lane. It's Great Bossa Nova and Miss Samira O on
the line tonight. We're on the line, honey. What's really going on? What's good?
You already know. Work, and more work. I see you out there, Miss O. You've been busy.
Well, you know.
Real busy.
I'm just really in a different zone right now, you know, waiting for the album.
I feel you. I can't wait for that. Because I see you got some interesting, you always got some interesting twists and turns in everything you do. So, you know, I can always expect some other thing. And, of course, We finna get it with this PR.
it's really exciting.
It's gonna be very exciting. So tonight we got some special guests coming in, calling in. We have the lead actor from the hit web series Hurt People, Bitter.
Yes.
And
Broken.
Yes, we have him coming in to talk about the series and all the good stuff, you know. How it came about, you know, the plot line and all that. It's a good. I had a chance to check it out a little bit of some yesterday. I looked at it, you know. Of course, I'll go ahead and hit that sub button, that subscribe button. But yeah, I definitely followed them because from what I saw, it's pretty interesting. It's a nice little one. And I can see why they got the numbers that they have, because, like I said, it's pretty interesting.
Yes, very relatable.
Yeah, very, very. So we also have, I'm not sure if he's going to make it or not. He has an upcoming bout coming, professional boxer, Hot Rod, out of Lithonia, Georgia, down in Atlanta. He's also a money-bound artist. His brother is signed to Maybach Music, Tracy T, and he's been out here making his strides. He's also a barber. That's how I met him, at the barbershop. And, you know, it's a lot of time. You can just go in a gas station in Lithonia and run into anybody, you know, because it's just like that. So that's how I, you know, came across a lot of the guys down there, especially the artists that went big, like that's popping now. I kind of actually got a chance to run with him when he was hitting the clubs and doing the open mics and everything else down there. So, yeah, we hope, you know, he actually has a chance to call in, chat with us, let us know what's good with his August 11th fight coming up. You know, he's 1-0 right now. He's been boxing for a minute, but he's just into the professional scene. So, you know, like I said, I hope he has a chance to call in so we can hear a little bit about that in his journey. And, of course, we'll hear about this journey with the web series. So, Ms. O, what's up with you? What you got going on?
Oh, nothing. We're just pretty much getting ready for the weekend. Not much going on, though.
I know, that's right. It's always something. You know, down here in Texas, it's always something going on. It's always something going on. Like, as soon as you can blink your eyes, it's something else pop up. We have
a lot of
great
festivals,
you know. Right. And for a while, Austin was out of the limelight. Like, Texas, period. And, you know, Houston has always been big, but they don't give Houston, you know, and this is just I can't say it for everybody, but this is just speaking on how I feel personally, on the way I see it, is that they don't give a lot of Houston people or Houston artists the big ups that they should have. They don't give them a lot of credit, you know, because one thing I never knew, I didn't even know Travis Scott was from Houston. I just recently found that out.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he's from down there. He's, like, from the Houston area. So he got a key to the city and everything. He's big down there. So it's like, you know, it's a lot of, like, Yella Beezy. I didn't even know he was from Houston. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of artists that's out now that's been out that you would have never known because they don't, you know, just like Baltimore, Maryland. Like, it's some hot artists that come out of DMV area. But you would never know it come out of DMV area because they don't, you know, it's not heard of a lot. You know, you got Wale, of course, you hear about Wale all the time. But
Wale,
you know,
did it for DC.
Hell yeah, but, you know, besides Wale, I can't even remember too many other artists in the DMV area.
There isn't any
that they really highlighted besides Wale.
Right. Like, there haven't been, like, no world mainstream Baltimore rapper that just, you know, is,
right.
Yeah, a lot of times, a lot of the rappers that's heading in that direction, like Lil Scooter, you know, a lot of times the big rappers, once they start getting too popular, they get killed. You know, around East Side, West Side, or whatever, doing what they do, and unfortunately, that happens a lot here. So,
but
we still remember there's a lot of rappers, there's a lot of singers, there's a lot of talent in Baltimore. It just takes the right person to. And, you know, I'm sure we're just missing somebody. It's somebody that probably just low key we didn't know they were from Baltimore. I'm sure, but
right, that's
nobody
what I'm
I can think of in my mind. No,
right, and I would love to hear like some of the tri-state area, meaning like the DMV area up in Jersey, because you got even artists that come out of the Philly area, besides Meek Mill, and besides, you know, if Maybach Music don't put them up on a pedestal, or somebody in like Maybach or Wiz or somebody, you don't hear about them. You know, and you have a lot of great independent artists out there.
It is some artists that, now that I'm really thinking about it, because Of course, we know Jada Pickett and Tupac, they lived in Baltimore. They went to school at the Baltimore Center of the Arts. I think Monique lived in Baltimore or something at some point. Tony Braxton.
I didn't know Tony Braxton was from Baltimore.
Yeah, is it Tony Braxton? Yeah, I believe it's Tony Braxton.
I believe, you know what, I vaguely recall her saying that. And that's crazy. Like
Drew
I said,
Drew Hill, you sure enough, right.
And there's somebody else that came out during the time Drew Hill came out, too. That's from, it's somebody else. But see, you see how the gap is, though, right?
It is
like from the time
Missy definitely
Tupac
held
came
it down
out.
Virginia.
It's
a Virginia artist. A lot of high
school. Of course,
Virginia
you got
artists.
Chris Brown always hold it down.
Right.
You know, he stayed holding it down for the DMV. Then you got some. It's a good number of artists that, you know, Trey Songz, you know, you got a good number of them out there. But I'm like, speaking of artists that, like, independent artists that came up, like, such as, like, Lil Scooter came through. You know, before you heard Lil Scooter before he got to that, you know, when he got. We knew about Scooter. It's like.
Right.
It's like, that's why we do what we do, in other words. Because we need to hear it more. I stay listening, trolling pages, listening to people's music, trying to see. You have a lot of very talented artists out there. One of the things, and I think one of the things that's wrong is because they don't know as far as they don't know exactly, they don't put the effort that they should as far as the marketing and how they market their music. And that's one of the main issues that a lot of independent artists has, the marketing and the business aspect. It's just not there. It's that they can perform all day. They have hits all day. But if the business not there, if it's not there, it's not there. You got to get you got to have a profound, person or people behind you that's going to at least try to point you in the right direction and give you something. If you rolling by yourself and you doing everything, then that is very hard. And I give it to you have a lot of artists out there that's doing everything for themselves, being the manager, being a booking manager, being the road manager, being a PR person, they doing it all for themselves. But those are the ones that had to go, you know, the ones that's doing that are the ones that's already at the top now. You know, it's very seldom that you're seeing ones that's at the bottom doing it all for themselves and able to handle it by themselves. Because I'm sorry, but that costs bank. It gets very costly. It's very time consuming. It's a lot. You have to put time, strength, energy, more time, strength, and energy, a left arm, a right leg, your whole back. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot. So I definitely commend you being an artist, an independent artist, because over the years that I've known I've seen you hump. And, I mean, you're not just an artist. You do a lot. Like, you carry a lot on your plate. So I commend you because I don't know. I'm not going to even lie. I don't even know if I would be able to do all of that.
I can't help but do what I do because this is something that comes in my mind to do it. As long as it's in my heart and my passion, then I'm good.
I could dig it. I can dig it. That's how it usually is, though, when you have a passion for something and you really, you really into it, it don't bother you with the time that you put it. Anything that you put into it, it's really not a bother because it's something you love doing. Just like this. I love doing it. Like radio, working with artists, networking, get to meet so many people and go to so many different places and have so many different experiences. Just by being in the entertainment industry,
I just always get these. I'm always coming up with all these ideas. Like it's always these different things in my head I'm constantly thinking of ideas and different things, like in all different kinds of areas. You know, not just music. And so I just do it. And I always can think of more new stuff. It's always more funnier things to say. And I don't know. It just comes naturally, really.
Okay, so as far as, do you think that as far as, you know, because it, how do you feel as far as where you're at now with your music and how music has changed from when you started to now where you're at? Like, do you see the difference? I mean, since I've been working in the industry, it seemed like it just overnight, the flow just switched. Like, I don't even know what happened.
I don't know, because when I first started rapping and stuff, I didn't even know there was, like, other transsexual rappers and stuff. Like, I didn't even know that till like, 2014.
Right.
So, like, I started rapping in 2010 is when I started putting music and stuff out. So I didn't even know, like, all these different artists and stuff that existed at the time. And now, I mean, when I first started putting music out, that's when we was getting beats off of LimeWire.
Yeah.
we was hitting it with LimeWire, and then LimeWire got shut down, and it was like the day my world ended. I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm like, how am I get beats? Like, I mean, you got to keep in mind when at that time you were just starting to be able to have studio programs just so, you know, at home, you know, on a laptop.
Yeah, 'cause
you had to go
yeah.
to a studio and stuff. I didn't know any studios at the time, so events, like I started with just a little record recorder, like a one of them plug and play.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just completely did whatever
the
I possibly
back,
could with it.
With
yeah,
the
little say, little what's the name?
And
pop out
a
of it
tape
and just,
recorder.
Yeah. But
yeah.
It's definitely been a change, because that was at the beginning of Nicki Minaj's era. Now her era is over and it's a different time. And
yeah,
the music
is starting to switch it up.
Yeah, but, you know, and no disrespect to Nicki, she's a great artist, but it's just her time. I'm not, and people might hear me say this and be like, girl, what do you know? But I know this business. I've been studying this business since I was the littlest kid. I know how this business is. I've seen them come, I've seen them go. And this business, nobody stays at the top of their game, period. You know, you have to. At this point, I think Nicki really should be figuring out what's going to be next. How can she evolve, you know, and still make money and still be herself and, you know.
Capitalize and everything
else. I don't like the whole direction I see this album coming with the I'm the queen and, you know, ain't nobody going to take my throne. And it just seems like that's where her mind is, and it really shouldn't be that for this album. Like, this album is really supposed to be, like, her broken silence or her naked truth. This album is supposed to be very personal. It's supposed to be very real. It's supposed to be all hip-hop. Like, this
right.
record, this album is very important for her. But I think she's just going this route of just, you know, still thinking in her mind that it's 2012 and she's at the top, you know. It's like, honey, it's just time to kind of, you know. It's new girl.
And this is
up.
The
you
Queen album, right,
girl.
That she's getting ready to drop?
Yeah. Yeah, and it got pushed back again to the 17th, allegedly.
Right.
I don't know.
Because she said because something about a clearance issue with one of the songs, apparently she got somebody and she got to get clearance for the song or something. But I'm like,
I could see
y'all
that
should have been working on that.
Like how I, from what she's saying, and who knows whether it's true or not, but that happened to me. And you know recently that happened to me.
Yeah.
She had a beat. She had a nice song. And then after the song was done and everything, then it come up that, oh, my God, it's a sample. There's a sample somewhere. Now, we won't know until we hear it. When we hear it, it'd be like, bitch, you should have knew that was a sample. But, you know, we'll know because that happens at times. You get beats and you love the beat and you make the song and you realize then you're told it's somebody else's beat or samples in it and stuff. But I don't know. I think Nicki rushed this album. I think that Nicki honestly was sitting back ready to just work on the album whenever she could, when she was ready to. And then she, you know, of course, watching this Cardi B, and Cardi is, like, popping. And she's like, yo, bitch, I need to get out here. Fuck that. We getting this album out, bitch, because I'm the queen. You know,
I feel like this
album is being thrown together. Like, she's still in the studio recording songs, and
it's just really, she's
you see how quick she put that song out when Cardi dropped her album. What was it, Chun-Li? How
yeah,
fast she put Chun-Li
like
out?
I like Chun-Li now. I didn't like it when I first heard it and stuff, but I like it now. I mean, of course,
I
the music
like
is brainwashed.
Like, you know me, I hear the beat first, and then I listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, the beat was amazing.
Oh,
the beat was amazing. The beat was amazing.
I've been here for the beat since the beat dropped. I mean,
yeah, that beat set.
You know, that beat is sick.
And that's a new producer. That's an in-house producer she has.
Oh.
Yeah, she got an in-house producer now because she don't want nobody to have the sound she has.
I bet you she do. After all that shit, she had the other shit she had to go through. After
I'm just
she lost
excited.
Safari,
I'm
she
excited
had to start
for. I'm excited for Nicki. I'm excited for Nicki. I'm excited for Cardi. I'm excited for all these girls. You got all these female rappers. Like, I've never seen so many female
yep.
rappers all come
yep.
out at one time. This is such a great time
all
for female hip hop. Yes,
yes you
the Cash Doll. You got
yeah.
What's it? Tokyo Doll. What's the other girl?
Yep. Tokyo Jet.
All kinds
you got
of, no.
China Doll. No,
no, who the hell is China
it?
Doll?
Ain't it? Yeah, it's one named China
it's
Doll.
Cash Doll. It could be. I know a Cash Doll, but I'm thinking of the one that's going on tour with Nicki. It's something Doll.
Cuban Doll. That's what it is.
It's not Cuban Doll.
Cuban the
oh
Savage.
My gosh.
Is it Cuban no. the Savage? Cuban Savage.
Let me go on IG.
I'm up here niggering up their names.
No, because there's so many dolls. Oh, Asian Doll.
Asian Doll, that's what it is.
Asian Doll, yeah, Asian Doll.
I said
she's
Cuban
going on
Doll.
Tour with, she's opening up for Nicki Minaj.
Okay, yeah, that's the one
so
that signed
really
to Gucci, right?
Yeah, that's Gucci's
okay.
artist. So she's like
right.
popping, he's putting her everywhere she needs to be, and I think it's great. Like, bitch, I wish I was in that position, bitch, just next to Gucci and next to Keisha, bitch, and we just... You know, where we go at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I
right.
I'm sick for her, but
for real.
I don't know how I feel about
is
her
is she the
only yet.
Female side to them, too? That's dope.
Right. Oh, you got
that's
Dream Doll. Don't forget Dream Doll. I think Dream Doll is cute. I still don't like her enough to follow her. It takes me a lot to follow artists. Like, I'm not,
see?
like mainstream artists. I'm into my underground. It takes me a lot to follow mainstream artists. So
yeah.
I'm not following her. I'm not following any of the people that we named, honestly. Any of them. Like, for example.
I'm following Asian Doll. I was following her for a minute when she was on. I started following her on Twitter first when she was up there. And, like, when she was actually independent, like, a couple of years ago. And she started
mm-hmm.
dropping out, like, hot videos and shit like that. And you know how they be having them trending, like, they have a PR campaign, and it's a couple of platforms that's putting a video out, and she had a couple of them dropping, and I'm like, okay, she out here, but you never heard no fuck shit about her. Like, she went out here like all the rest of these, you know, out
Niggas.
Here, and you see them trying to come for her now. Like, if you paid attention, if y'all know if you paid attention on IG, ever since she signed to Gucci, like, people be real sick, like, oh, that's because, you know, she called Gucci her daddy now. Like, that's my pop. They like, oh, because you signed up to him and his wife. Now that's your daddy. People need to go. I'm like, y'all really get up here, Lee Collins, like this. Y'all really get at the IG fingers and the Twitter
mm-hmm.
fingers just to think somebody bothered. But hold on tight. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. We'll be back with all the goodness. Stay woke.
Yeah.
Up north glow body looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in a cockpit. I want it, I cop it. Open the door, then lock it. Hey, time for me to touch the city. Stop
my pretty brown eyes. They all know. They need you in their lives, but you
cause it's not fake. I'll show you how to move in a room full of whole bitches. He met me and now he don't even know bitches. I see you be on IG. I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you chicks. You scared the heights, you know, to jump off my dick.
Yeah, pretty brown eyes, they all know.
Already, you already know that was Remy Ma, Melanie Magic. Yes,
yeah, I love that
record. Now I'm looking forward to these. As I was saying before we went on break, I'm looking forward to these events coming up in Texas. Like we got some down in Dallas. I'm actually gonna try to get up with Venom the Boss and head up to some of the events that. Yeah, I'm going to head down there to Dallas. We're going to chop it up, Venom the Boss.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go ahead and chop it up with Taz the Realist down in Houston and see what she poking at down there. And we're basically going to make our rounds. We're going to make our rounds.
Damn,
start,
I
would
be so lit up. I can't wait till we all get to hang out. That would be so lit.
For real. Hit down at, also, I plan to travel down to Urban Music Report down in Arizona. We got a live set down there, a couple of live sets coming up down there. I'm trying to get that together. And, of course, we got the Austin City Limits concert coming up where Travis Scott is going to be headlining, a couple of other mainstream artists going to be down there. We got some of Houston's greatest that will be there. Then we also have, you know, it's so much coming up. You know, we're already preparing for South by Southwest 2019. Little sweet.
Right.
I mean, we already on it. You feel me?
Yes.
So, of course, I'm looking forward to, you know, heading out. And, of course, this Wednesday, we got Plies out here. We got Plies out here. Plies. Down there, jump on it at the Travis County Expo Center here in Austin, Texas. And you know Plies, how he do, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Trina was at the last one, right?
Yes, she was. And then we had who did we have? Jess Brittany was at the most
Brittany.
Recent one. She just passed last Wednesday. She was at Jump On It last Wednesday. And this Wednesday, they have the finale, which is Plies. And I'm pretty sure he's going to put on a good show. And I'm going to make sure I get that exclusive right then and there, that good old VIP exclusive footage. You know what I mean? I'm saying? And if I can slide up in there and get a couple of pics, we're going to do that too. Courtesy of Streets
Smart
Radio Urban Music Report. Wow. Of course. So, yeah, we got some good stuff coming up for y'all. We got Miss Amira O. Finna drop a couple of, you know, matter of fact, she's preparing to drop her album coming up in October. So, y'all look out for that. It's going to be sickening. Of course, we're trying to get some heavy hitters on that one. We doing some mixing, did them dabbing all across the country internationally. So look forward to that hot one. We gonna do that one. I'm looking forward.
You know
I'm excited
it.
For that one, of course. Because
yeah,
Mizzou always. If y'all ain't heard none of her music yet, I advise y'all to go look for her on my mixtape, Spotify, Apple Music. Y'all can even find more at iBitBookie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud.
You look for it. It's there. Even she. Hey, what's that other platform that everybody was using and we still got? Reverb Nation. Yep. She's even on Reverb Nation. See you find
yeah,
that there. I'll
find
y'all.
Already. That's my home.
For real, for real. So y'all need to go check out Miss Amira O, and that's MZZ. Don't get it twisted. Don't fuck up a name. She'll come
right.
for you, okay? But yeah, we definitely thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Like I said, we got some heavy hitters up here. And of course, sit back, sit tight, get your little drink, your little blood, whatever y'all gonna have, cool out. Go ahead and tune in. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Keep it locked.
Speculate, you heard me? Too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Blood, sweat, and tears, show them what it's worth. Too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Blood, sweat, and tears, show them what it's worth. They wanna knock me off, cause I'm a heavyweight. I see them looking, cause I hang with heavyweight. I got them hating, cause the work is heavyweight. And I smoke like heavyweight. Wake up to the back porch, thinking I'ma give money this approach. I'ma fly right in this coach. I'm supposed to win if the devil's doing the most, but I'ma do God's work. When you people wake up and you rappers say no, you'll be dead on arrival and they calling up your folks. OG's in the hit, keep thinking it's a joke. You niggas killing niggas, that's a white man's rope. Don't even tell a baby get inside no more. Find a lot of bars, you a made man joke. But what a nigga spoke, it'll get a nigga smoke. Police killing people, where's the love? There's no hope. Home invasions, all my robberies, cause you're broke. I'm at a nigga too, yeah, that good we smoke. The game need a fix, I'ma be its antidote. And look, I'ma be the illest to ever quote. Ah, too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Ah, blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. Ah, too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Ah, blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. Ah, they wanna knock me off, cause I'm a heavyweight. Ha, I see them looking, cause I hang with heavyweight. Ha, I got them hating, cause the work is heavyweight. Ha, and I smoke like heavyweight. Ha, still on a big porch, thinking I'ma give haters this approach. Put it on iTunes, sell it coast to coast. Lift my glass high, give property your toast. Rappers roast. Where you so called boss, but ain't coming close. Make me get on the track and start riding ghost. You bitches ain't seen me, even with the scope. Ask them if they fucking with me, I bet they say you know how. Fresh up out New Orleans, stepping out that Galio. The struggle that I live, it don't come with a manual. They love to see me caged in, I'ma show them this animal. Sorry, Miss Jackson coming through, L. Samuel. Love stops making a fool out of me. It costs a goddamn thing just to keep it cheap. Gotta go somehow, smoked aloud by the QP. Praying to the Lord, none of them chop a bullet to leave. Too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Ha! Blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. Ha! Too much of pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Ha! Blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. Ha! They wanna knock me off, cause I'm a heavyweight. Ha! I see you looking, cause I hang with heavyweight. Ha! I got them hating, cause the work is heavyweight. Ha! And I smoke like heavyweight. Ha! Thank God for the back porch, it held me down when I ain't had nowhere to sleep. Friends hurt they back when I ain't had nothing to eat. It's been some conversations, but they said he's talking cheap, now that's deep. Blood, sweat, and tears, I'ma show him what it's worth. Love to see me down, but I don't ever show him hurt. Ha, too much of pain, and I ain't even giving birth. Ha, one day I know I gotta leave all green earth. You niggas in the can of yeast in the dirt. While it popping with that Draco, little kids get murked. It's in the target walking around, he ain't get none of that work. Yeah, Prey still alive and the boys on earth. Blood, sweat, dripping with the tears that I cry. Too much of pain when my bro and mom died. Take a walk up in my shoes. don't commit suicide. Mind fight with my heart, babe, I gotta get high. Too much to pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. Too much to pain, but I never show I'm hurt. Blood, sweat, and tears, show what it's worth. They wanna knock me off, cause I'm a heavyweight. I see them looking, cause I hang with heavyweights. I got them hating, cause the world is heavyweight. And I smoke like heavyweight.
Honey, be real, you heard me? Set Blaze, most wanted, beats.com. If it be, affiliated. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Weezy, out of here.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. It's foreign, it's yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
saved me. Whip got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari, like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. Getting money like I'm from the 80s. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Weezy out
you thinking you could live without him, now look at you living.
Look at you living.
Look at you doing way better and all out of your feelings.
Fuck.
Your head just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Cause you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. In love with a fuck nigga. Now you feel like you can't trust nigga. You the one that would've stuck with him. Know you knew he was a fuck nigga. Why you let him do you like that?
Why
you let him do you like that?
Why?
And leave once and be right
why
back. Why you let him do you like that?
Why?
You let him cheat on you.
You let him cheat on you.
You let him beat on you.
You
scared to be single, huh?
You
need to leave home. He call you ugly names. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You're going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Friends try to tell you leave him, but you're feeling like you need him. He can cheat right in your face, and you still gon' believe him. Then a good man come along, and you push him away.
You push him away.
You gotta do better. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him, now look at you living. Look at you doing way better and all out of your feelings. Your head just came back, and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Girl,
fuck that little nigga. Cause
you don't deserve
that. You don't deserve
that.
You don't deserve
that.
And you can do better. You don't deserve
that.
but the bouquet. I know you had a real long day. Let your pop open the deuce. Not on Netflix and chill. Baby, that ain't what it is. Need a real boss in your car. Help you pay some of them bills. I see that stress on your shoulders. Girl, let me take it all. You let them fuck niggas hurt you. And you won't go with a ball. I see the pain in your eyes. When I look at you,
look at
know you tired all these niggas. Baby, just hear me through. Got a PlayStation at home.
PlayStation.
I ain't finna play with you. Tell me what you want. Whatever you need, I
do.
I don't think you know your worth, baby.
I
can't sit back and watch you hurt, baby. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living.
Look at you
doing way better in all out of your feelings. Your head just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better.
I think now the fuck we coming, nigga. Before we even get that, you dig what the fuck going on. You know it's close to no shit. Living rich, man. You dig it?
Oh, yeah. I was standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no AC. They say they shooters won't spray shit. All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah, I remember posted on Slay. Trying to run them racks up, fuck them bands up. Then I ran them hundreds back up. I came with them shooters, nah, I don't need no backup. I left them all looking like Honolulu, I passed through. The shady down with NASA, we off that moon rock. And when they come to fucking, she let us like crouton. Lay her down a full ton. No, her name ain't Stella. That just how I get my groove on. I just caught the foreign that turned to a new Trump. They say I'm dead-headed, feel like Jimmy Neutron. I just bought a Rollie for the diamonds for the time. Kobe in his prime, watch me shoot it from the line. I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no AZ. Say they shooters won't spray shit. All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah.
Smoking on that weed like it that important. Drinking lean, I got that important. This shit I'm rocking, bitch, you can't afford it. Bitch, I'm popping and you can't avoid it. On them real ones, it's a shortage. I eat my beef in order. Fuck your daughter. Probably have her pulling up in forest. Fucked around and dropped my drying oil spill. Ain't mean to have a bit do more than four pills. Got around four players. Got a screaming, oh yeah. Got a screaming, oh yeah. Gang, gang, bitch, you know it's gang shit. If I taint a bitch, you won't be flagrant. Spray on the fragrance, then go eat a day shift. My roll is flooded, boy. I'm not that other boy. They see a colored boy. My diamond's colored, boy. My diamond custom, boy. My packing mustard, boy. Cookie, cause that my choice. No rookie, I'm that boy. And I'm still with it. Gotta deal with it. Pop a pill with it. Let me feel on it. Let me dig in it. Swag a stupid ignorant.
I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it.
Now
it's on my
racks,
they let it slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no AZ. Said they shooters won't spray it. I'm feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah, I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now.
They
and my homie now.
Run around in the space, Maserati not basic. Margiela's no AZ. They say they shooters won't spray shit. Or you know me feeling like the major. Going 8 and no basic.
Mike Dog up in this motherfucker.
DJ Mike Dog.
The first thing to call crack on the Foreman Grill. Money Lane Part 2. Jimmy Wapo, my motherfucking shut down corner. Hill District Disciples, baby. Let's go.
I'm coming quick, bitch, like I did a bit. Get rich, I'ma split this shit with my mom's kid. Chain froze like I got it out of the freezer part of the fridge. Niggas mad like they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Niggas think they gon' flip me, but I'm 10 steps ahead. That shovel on me, you dig. My nose running, you dig. Chicken shit like a squib. That drip all in my ad libs. They gon' turn up when I'm dead. Throw 100 racks in my casket. I ball like basket. My Draco Jurassic. I ball no draft pick. Stick shit like magnets. Two hits, no handprints. We lit like incense. Brick coming through the entrance. My trap house got no fence. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Purple lane with the yellow raincoat. Kobe.
Kobe.
Code name Lane Man. Cocaine Cody, how you boss mainly your whole gang hungry,
yeah.
No pain, just talking from everything, body gang, ain't none of the hammer came fire rack, put that on the figure, ain't all of my young niggas, they on orangutan, they on the money lane, they on everything, first off the gun range, my nigga Lump Gang, R.I.P. Lump Chain, blow to my ball man, young nigga Bruce Wayne, he through the robbing, he through the homage, knock out your arm, hit real nigga, I was giving them knowledge, Instagram, I'ma like every comment, sick of them vomit, just to be honest, I'm a dog, trying to get all my dollars, catch me a nigga, all profit, nap me a nigga. All profit, regardless. I am a young black mamba. I can go sound when I wanna. I buy a bitch if I wanna. Used to get raps with my mother. My brother feed off each other. Drop back, J Cutler. We got a strap with no rubber. Melt your ass like butter. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Nightmare, thinking something the devil trying to show me. Rattlesnake with the purple devil face emoji. Frenemies, my closest enemies might be my homies.
DJ Mike Dog.
Full blown. Ron Rich. Prince.
Yo. Mula. Yo,
yeah.
Hey yo, I know what these niggas like and it ain't my charm. I ain't stupid, this 250 on my arm. I like money more than dick, nigga, that's a fact. You think pussy's everything? Well, let's have a chat. Ass out, pussy fat, point me to a rich nigga. Move on, Rico, Ace me paying for my money, Mitch, nigga. I'ma help him fuck the checkup, I'ma run the business. If your girl don't get it poppin', put me on your wish list. Now we sending gifts like if it's Christmas. He say, baby, every day we boiling. I say, swish, swish. Got him calling nonstop cause he don't wanna miss this. I said, don't panic, keep the faith, nigga. Big bitch, if you know your pussy worth a binge truck.
Rich sex.
Don't let homie fuck unless it's band up.
Rich sex.
Go to DR, get that fat transfer.
Rich sex.
It ain't such a thing as broken handsome.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
Lil mama says she only fucking on a rich dick. I come in her face and tell her, now you looking rich, bitch. Her friend in the other room, or can I get a witness? We could have some rich sex, can I have no rich kids? Facts, all my bitches have no limits. Fuck her in a helicopter, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Fuck her in a drop top, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Send her back to who she with, now she screaming, why I'm with him down. Lil mama says she only sucking on a rich dick. Make you put your money where your mouth at, that's some lipstick. Let's fuck on the money before we count that, that's some rich shit. Pussy smell like money when I'm down there, that's some nigga shit.
If you know your pussy worth the Benz truck.
Rich sex.
Don't let homie fuck unless his band's up.
Rich sex.
Go to DR, get that fat transfer.
Rich sex.
It ain't such a thing as broken handsome.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Rich sex.
Rich who? That brings two. The rich get richer. That's my ritual. Rich crew. Link my bitch too. Matt took the wraith. Me and Tune flew.
I don't even know where we going these days. Where we landing? Queen, where we going again?
To the moon, Alice. The groom palace.
We don't get fly. We take flight.
Next stop, New York.
Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a bed. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh out the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, you got me a Benz. I came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. All them bitches on 10, they pulled up in a new Benz, swinging my chain. My diamonds, they hollin', I shine, and these bitches, they hollin' my name. Dope boy in the game, niggas, they whip it, they flip it, but me, I don't see it, just get it. I come and collect, diamonds, they jump on my wrist, and they jumpin' up off of my neck. Look how I flex, niggas touch down in the Sonoma, plenty weed smell the aroma. Came in from humble, now I got money by the bundle. Bitch want two wheel punches, don't pay me, I done. I'm fresh out the street on Miami with heat, but I'm in Atlanta with the hammers. Nigga, the tool of your feet, yeah, the shot off of me, man, I'm just a dope boy and my jealous. Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, and I got all them.
Money up, that's for the cash. I spend it, I get it right back.
Off of the money.
Finessing these niggas for damage. The AR is holding 100.
You niggas don't want it.
I swear that you niggas don't want it. My niggas is hungry for honey.
Hey, we want the money.
Damn nigga, we want the money. Keep playing, I'm snatching your woman. All she want is the cash. Your girl gon' give me some man.
I already know it.
All I want is the cash. You got it in cookity bag. Zolo, you only live once, so I'm riding in a two though. Got the bitch on my dick with a stick on the way to the west side with a half a freak, nigga.
Hey,
hey, you want it, go get it. You know that I got it.
Know that I got it.
You try me, little nigga. You know that I pop it.
Know that I'm poppin'.
The hot boys is with me. You know that they eat.
You know that we eat.
With master gloves.
Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, and I got all them bitches on 10.
That was the whole thing about living in that world, in that game. Money, clothes, jewelry, and women. Those four things in that order, you know.
Bitch on Mali. 21. Diamonds all over my body. Self got a bitch on Mali. Ask me, nigga, I'm
Cardi. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari.
21.
Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all have the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Card. Who took your bitch at the party? Card. I took your bitch in the party. Card. Who that be flags with Martian? Card. Who that don't freak in the cut? Card. Who got them freaks in the truck? Card. Them diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitch ass bitch. Bitch, you a wannabe Cardi. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonboxing this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slump. Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Second round savage in the ass. Yeah. High end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast. Oh God. I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin'. Ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken. Oh God. I put the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty. 21. I'm in a Bentley truck. She keep on suckin' like it's tennis. 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth me. Oh God. The bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit. 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got my your body. Bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all have the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in this bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your coupe. Popping that too. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. X on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Suffer the dick for the brand. Suffer your bitch for your man. Suffer the trap for the fame. I saw them Cardi B, Cardi a frame. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got my your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset.
Chasing paper, baby, I'm a paper chase. Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walks with me.
The Lakers, sucker, duck, and fakers. Diamonds look like lasers. I'm on activator. It tastes like now or later. AMG skating. Keep them niggas hating and keep they hoes choosing. Keep them in a frenzy. You know why Jimmy choose them. She probably in Balenci. I'm probably in Givenchy. Smoking blunts at 10 feet. Zanny's in my system. Fuck them, never kiss them. After that, dismiss them. Uber or I lift them. Get them out of here. Make them disappear. Chandelier in my ear. I got bricks on a boat like a Leah.
Chase a paper, baby. I'm a paper chase. Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walks with me. Like a virgin.
ain't coming by with it. Backpack a 100 racks, I'm in the mall with it. Boy, this Glock can't fit my sock, I'm in my drawer with it. Fuck a bitch and get a gun, I'm really dialing. I just slowed up, falls off. VIP, you know we about to pull off. Bitch, I know you wanna hear my doja. Jump out of the rake and let the doors off.
Chase paper, baby, I'm a paper chase. Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walked with me.
We are back. We're back. We're back. It's Fast Lane. Great
yes,
Boston.
We live. Miss girl, Miss O.
And our special guest from Hurt People, Hurt People.
Bitter and Broken.
It's all on.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you guys doing?
We blessed.
Great, 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 great. How are you? How are you? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So, I'm just, you know, I just want to say thank you, you know, for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for coming. So,
tell us your name. Introduce yourself. Let us know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Ricardo Rashad, and I'm from the city of Trenton, New Jersey. And I'm the actor in the web series, The Hurt People, Bitter and Broken.
Jersey
in the building. Yes,
darling.
Jersey in the building.
I'm from Jersey too. So, salute. So yes, I got a chance to look at a little bit of your web series, and I must say, y'all got something going on here. Tell us a little bit about it.
Very relatable.
Huh?
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the series is basically the series is well, I could say the series is inspired by a best friend of mine that passed away a couple of years ago. So it was inspired through kind of I would say kind of through pain. I was just going through losing my best friend, my brother, and I kind of just kind of like at a standstill in my life, and I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I know acting and writing was something I always wanted to do, but I just didn't really know the best way to go about it. So I kind of went the traditional route in life, like go to school, get a job and work and make money. So I never really chased my passion into acting until my best friend had lost his life. So I started writing and then, you know, got a cast together and, you know, we just, you know, did it and we just talked about so many different things. So you have one of the characters' name is Brashear, who's played by Rasaan Knock, who just kills it. He's kind of like a he's like the character that kind of has faith out of everybody. Like his dad is like a pastor, so he just wants to do right. But he's also a people pleaser. He wants everybody to be happy, but at times he sacrifices his own self happiness. You know.
Right.
So him and his dad just juggle, and then he has his girlfriend who's lost a baby, a stillborn baby. So she's like mad at the world. She's mad at God. She don't want nothing to do with nobody. She's just angry at everybody. My character, I play Amari. The best way I could describe him is somewhat of like a baby boy character. Like he's young. He want to have fun. He has a son, but it's like he just want to. You know, he just want to turn up all the time, and he doesn't want to take care of his responsibility. So every day for him is like a party. He just wants to drink through his problems. And then you have the character Bree, who's been in the system her whole life, and she's just trying to find out where she come from. So you got all of these different stories, and we all connected somehow.
So the first episode aired on the 30th of January this year.
The 30th of January, yes. It felt bittersweet because whenever I do these interviews, it's a great feeling because the city where I'm from is like population like 80,000. Nobody's in Trenton has ever done a web series. So I was very reluctant to do it because I didn't really have experience. You know, I'm starting to act in other things now, but initially I didn't really have any. I don't know how to, you know, the town's going to perceive us. But now since we've done it, there's more other web series coming out of the city of Trenton, which is good. So it's kind of, it feels good to be the first, you know, to do it where I come from. But it felt great. It felt really good. Like, the bitter part is, of course, me having to relive talking about the passing of my friend. But the great part is that I was, like I said, I was able to take a painful situation, and I was able to, hopefully it can heal other people. And one thing I want to say is that, and I tell this in my interviews, me and my best friend, the last week of his life, we weren't speaking the last 2 or 3 days before he died. So he called me maybe the day before he died, and I ignored him because I was mad. And then, you know, to my surprise, you know, when I, you know, my stepmother told me, you know, that they found him, you know, dead, I was like in shock. Like, I felt like my whole world stopped. So I think if we could get out there, you know, just from a lot of things that we touch on with this series, is to forgive, because I thought I had time. I'm like, I'm going to talk to this dude, like, in the next week. Like, that's the type of relationship we had. Like, we might have a disagreement, but we was going to be back to, you know, being friends. But I thought I had time, and I really didn't. So sometimes you just got to let go and forgive, even when it hurts, because you just never know how much time you have with people.
And I was just getting ready to ask you, what did you get out of, you know, because, you know, what are some of the responses that you've gotten from, you know, the web series that you've done and the experience that you've been through and bringing it to life? How have the responses been? I mean, have you been able to tell, has it touched anyone yet? Have you been able to tell?
Yes, it has. What's so interesting, what I realized, you know, I'm still young, but what I'm learning through this process is that a lot of times sometimes you feel like you'll get support in one way, and I feel like God will allow other people who don't even know you, like, that's why I say thank you guys, because, you know, you guys are helping me get it out there. So sometimes you look for support in family and friends, and then other people who don't even know you will show up and support you. You know, things don't always come in the way you want it to be. So I think when I was able to go on different radio stations and appeal to different audiences and different races, I've had people like inbox me, or, you know, people tell me, oh, that touched me, or it's just been a good response, because I think when you're mad at one character, then you'll realize, oh, I understand that depth of hurt. And you'll identify with somebody in the series, or you'll know somebody. So I think it's about just recognizing that everyone's hurt, or everyone's hurt somebody. And it's just about, like I said, identifying with it. Some people don't identify. People hurt people, and they continue to hurt people. You know, sometimes a trigger from childhood or whatever. But it's all about, you know, wanting to heal. So I think a lot of the responses that I've been getting has just been positive. And, you know, one lady who was suffering from alcoholism, she was basically like, you know, she was thinking about, you know, about getting help, you know, because it's a decision one of my characters have to make. I think all of them have to make, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, physically, or mentally, they have to make a decision whether they want to live or die, all the main characters. Not necessarily a physical death, but mine could be more physical, the other one could have been a spiritual, and another one could have been, you know, emotional. So we all have to, all the characters had to make a decision kind of towards the end, you know, what they were going to do. So, yeah.
And, you know, what's so, you know, I like about the whole thing is that, like you said, is that one way or the other, a lot of people, you know, can relate to this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can look at this and say, well, damn, like, can feel it. It's one of those tear-jerkers. It can definitely be one of those tear-jerkers. It's definitely something that is a learning experience, something that you can learn from. So with that being said, do you see it going any further than just, you know, where you have it on the platform that you are now? How much further do you see yourself going as far as spreading this series?
Well, we actually currently Well, we're independent. So basically, when I did the series, the whole series like was funded by me, you know, making sacrifices. So we're actually working on it. I wrote a season two. We're working on filming a season two. I didn't realize initially when I did it how big of a commitment it is. We worked on it for almost 2 years. So because I wanted to take my time with it, you know, I didn't want to rush it. I wanted to, you know, just learn everything. It was almost like riding a bike. Everything was new to me. Like, I went to school for education and social science. So I feel like with this, I just wanted to take my time. I didn't want to rush and throw anything out there. So I just, you know, I'm still learning it. So I had meetings with different people, but what I realized is that, and I'm just getting into the entertainment business, because I'm also working on another project, a movie. That's not my project, but with the blessing that came out of it was somebody reached out to me like, hey, would you like to audition? And I didn't necessarily know that's what I was going to do, but I'm like, okay, God, like, this is what I'm going to do with my life. Okay, let me just take a chance. But as far as with our platform, I think I'm just going to continue to use the YouTube until I could get to the right people, because, like I said, I had a little meeting with somebody from like that was living in California about me coming out there to get it bigger. But what I realized is that a lot of that, if I allow anybody to tell me anything, then I'll get discouraged, because a lot of people reach out to me and like, oh my God, this is what people need, you know, and we could, you know, we can make it bigger. And I, you know, at times I get excited, like, yes, you're yes. And then it falls on deaf ears. So exactly. I just realized that I can't be so gullible, because I've had a lot of things promised to me, you know? And so I just got to just keep doing it this way until, you know, hopefully, you know, something comes out of it, you know?
And if it doesn't,
hopefully what it can do is inspire people to, like I said, get that healing that they need, you know? Next season, we're going deeper, talking about rape and homelessness and all different types of things that people don't want to talk about, and the after effects of, you know, the trauma that they experience through these situations. And what I want, like I said, what I wanted to do is people to have those conversations. And like I said, maybe sometimes you got to go back to childhood and look at some things and look at the root of the problem. And sometimes when you do that, you might think it's one situation, but sometimes it's really like four or five other problems that you haven't even addressed. So if people could get healing from it, then I feel like we did our job.
Oh, yeah. The name, where do you get the name from? Hurt People, Hurt People.
Okay, so the Hurt People thing, I've heard it. That's a common thing, right? We've all heard Hurt People, Hurt People. So initially, I was just like, okay, the series is going to be called Hurt People, Hurt People. But what I realized about life, you know, nothing is really new under the sun, you know. But when I remember one day, I think I was at church or I was reading a book, and I was sitting in church one time, and they were saying, the pastor was saying something about, like, everybody's broken, whether you want to realize it or not, whether you're dealing with your brokenness or not. Like, we're all broken in certain areas of our life. And I was like, broken. And I was like, okay, I wanted it to be something to do with broken, because most people that's hurt are broken, whether you acknowledge it or not. And then I was reading this book one day, because I didn't have so many different titles before I got to this title. And then they were just talking about bitterness, you know, sometimes from being hurt, sometimes you become bitter. And sometimes you hurt, and the other person going on living the best life, you know, and they on to the next person, and you still bitter and hurt, and, you know. So I was like, bitter. Sometimes it hurts you. You're broken, but then sometimes it can turn into bitterness if you don't let it go. So I was like, hurt people, bitter and broken. And after I was able to make it my own, you know, when I put the bitter and broken on it. So it's hurt people, bitter and broken. So, yeah, that's how I came up with the title.
And on that note, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. We got Hurt People, the cast. We got Riddick from the cast. Hurt People, Hurt People. They're broken. Stay tuned. Keep it locked.
Hot on
the Fast Thing. Street Smart Radio.
your favorite song. Don't tell me how you knew it would be like this all along. I know the truth is you won't love me until I'm gone. And even then the thing that comes after is moving on. I can't even capture the feeling I had at first. Meeting all my heroes like seeing how magic works. The people I looked up to are going from bad to worse. Their actions out of character even when they rehearse. Working in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I gotta bring my brothers or else I feel out of place. Breaking speed records on roads that these niggas pave. And they don't like that, it's written all on their face. I don't know how I'ma make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos ripping split at the seams. Good hearted people are taking it to extremes. Leaving me in limbo to question what I believe. Leaving me to ask what their motive in making peace. Leaving me to not trust anybody I meet. Leaving me to ask is there anybody like me. Out on my years, there's times when I wish I was where I was back when I used to wish I was here. Missing out on my days, scrolling through life and fishing for praise. Opinions from total strangers take me out of my ways. I try and see who's there on the other end of the shade. Most times it's just somebody that's underage, that's probably just alone and afraid, and lashing out so that someone else can feel their pain. I always hear people complain about the place that they live, that all the people here are fake and they got nothing to give, cause they've been staring at somebody else's version of shit. That makes another city seem more exciting than it is. I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome and all she did was post pictures for people at home. Cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down the phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kids. From empty souls who just wake up and look to debate. Until you staring at your seed, you could never relate. Breaking news in my life, I don't run to the blogs. The only ones I wanna tell are the ones I can call. They always ask why I let the story run if it's false. You know a wise man once said nothing at all. I'm exhausted and drained, I can't even pretend. All these people taking miles when you give them an inch. All these followers, but who gon' follow me to the end? I guess I make it to the end and I'ma find out then.
From hurt people, bitter and broken.
Yeah,
so
that was a nice song.
What'd you say?
No, I'm saying that was a nice song, by the way.
Of course,
I think that was Drake.
Yeah, that was Emotionless from off his latest Scorpion.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's off his latest, but. Back to what you were saying, something that you brought up, like as far as the bitter and broken thing, how, you know, some people don't realize and most people don't realize that we're there bitter or broken. A lot of times people be in denial, you know, lot of people be pig-headed about it. They don't want to, you know, they're scared to see it. And I don't know if you noticed when we did the promo for it, when we put it out, it automatically, I don't know if you caught it or not, but it automatically started a debate. And I sat there and watched
I didn't
people say, Yeah, some, you know, mm-hmm. I sat back and watched to see what people would say because, you know, everybody have a different perspective as far as when it comes down to being hurt, bitter, and broken, mm-hmm. all three of them together, right. you know. And like right. I said, some of them is right there in their face, but before they realize that they're, you know, they're broken, you know, they don't even, bitter and broken, they don't see it. It's, you know, the world's fault first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things don't logically come to mind until they've had time to sit and bask in it, or, you know, you've had that outside, not your inner circle, but your somebody from the outside say, hey, dickhead, you're being a dickhead. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes
right.
it takes that. Sometimes it takes that somebody to grab a hold of you and say, hey, listen, look, you jacked up, you know?
Right.
And a lot of us don't even want to face the fact. We don't want to have to deal with it. It's not even that we don't even want to face the fact. We don't want to deal with the feeling of knowing that we're bitter, broken, or hurt, you know? A lot of people don't want to have to ever swallow that pill. They feel like, you know, some people even feel like they're too good to ever be broken or bitter. But that's a cycle of life. You learn nothing
mm-hmm.
if you don't experience those things. So I definitely
right.
feel like, you know, it is something that you learn from all three of them, from being bitter, broken, and hurt. You learn from those
mm-hmm.
things because you either it's either good or bad. You got pros and you got cons. It's either you're going to
yeah.
learn and it's going to change you for the better, or you're going to learn
right.
nothing at all and keep going down the same road until something either A, tragic happened, or B, you know, you really, really snap out of it. Or you deal with actually experiencing some of what you've had to run into, you know, yourself. So
right.
It's definitely, that's why I said you're onto something. You're in the right lane. You're definitely in the right lane.
Thank you.
And speaking of which, do you see yourself, like, who are some actors or actresses you would want to work with?
I never really thought of it like actors and actors that I want to work with, but I definitely really, really respect Tyler Perry a lot. I really, really respect him a lot. And a lot of times when I'm doing stuff, that's the first person people from my area or people that don't know me want to compare me to, because it's like I'm black and he's black. And some of the stuff that I'm talking about is dealing with pain or inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So people just automatically,
right.
it's like, oh, Tyler Perry, when, you know, everybody, when he has done amazing things. So I definitely, he's definitely like an inspiration. You get what I'm saying? But as far as actors, I feel like I would be humbled to work with anybody, you know, that's been in the game and, you know, anybody. You know, like I said, I'm also working on a movie right now. So it's a learning, you know, it's a learning experience and it's all new to me. And it's like I'm excited. You get what I mean? Because I really felt like it was one point of my time out of my life. I didn't even think it was possible. You know what I mean? Just especially coming from, you know, the city of Trenton, where a lot
mm-hmm.
of it is like growing up in the hood is just like, where at least where I'm from, it's just like, it's not really tangible, you know, and I haven't seen anybody do it, and I haven't seen anybody around my city do it, or, well, some more came out of the city of Trenton, so not like that, but I haven't seen anybody around my age or my family, or just, it was kind of like foreign and unknown, so. The fact that is happening is just like, it's really a blessing. And what I realize is that the storm is going to come, life is going to happen, because in the process of this stuff happened, when I say it was so much tragedy behind the scenes with a lot of us, like I had lost my grandma, my cousin was murdered, my stepmom had was diagnosed with cancer, and then a lot of other people like were going through things too, like within their families. So it was a time where I was just like, God, is this serious? Is going to happen? Because when I say it was like tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, like,
uh-huh.
so, you know, when we get on this camera, we got to act like, we got to become these people and act like
mm-hmm.
none of this stuff is really going on in our real, real
right.
life. But it was really, really like life really, really happening. So I just really thank my whole cast just for being a part of it, because it was also a part of my healing process as well, because, like I was saying, mm-hmm. like, to lose a best friend and to lose, like, a brother, and you know, you're with somebody almost every day of your life, and then to, you know, for me to look at him in a casket, you know, I kind of lost it. I'm just like, wow, this is what life is about, like, you know, and not being able to say goodbye, not being able to say I'm sorry, and allowing that, you know, that hurt to kind of just not allow me to, you know, the pride kicked in. So,
right.
It's just about forgiving.
The other cast members, like, are they, any of them have previous acting experience, or are they all new?
No, all of us are new. All of us are, you know, all of us are new. All new, we're all new. A couple of us actually want to do this, and then it's most of them just did it because of me and because of the legacy of my best friend passing away. So there's only a couple of us that's really, really wanting to inspire and actually out here, you know, auditioning and being, you know, trying to do projects, take it further. And then the other ones, you know, are the teachers or counselors, and they just, it's like, you know, any way I can help be there for you, I will. So it was kind of like that.
Oh, that was great.
Yes.
Yeah, like that's fabulous.
That's dope.
So great. That was like a family.
I can see. And it's good that, you know, you have your loved ones and people that care about you behind you while you're doing all of this. That's phenomenal because,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people don't have no support. Some people do it, you
right.
know, all by themselves. So it's kind of
right.
like a blessing in disguise that, you know, it's a messed up situation that, you know, you had to encounter as far as losing your best friend.
Best friend, yeah.
But at the
it's
same time,
too.
It's like, you know, and I guarantee, and I'm pretty sure it is, but it's like at the same time, like I said, it's a gift and a curse because from, you know, that loss, you gain,
mm-hmm.
you know, an angel, you gain a learning
mm-hmm.
experience, you gain a platform where you can share that experience so that maybe you can save somebody else because you never know
right.
who is going through it, you know, and some
right.
it could be that very that one person that sees this and be like, you know what, that's all I needed. That's what I needed. You know, you never know because,
right.
you know, your situation is, you know, it's crazy. Like, it's, you look at it and from the beginning, like I said, when I first looked at the intro, I went and looked at the actual
mm-hmm.
pilot for it first. So just from
mm-hmm.
the pilot, you knew that it was going to be something else. Like, I need to watch this to see what it's leading up to because, you know, this is kind of interesting. So I sat there,
yeah.
you know, watched it for a little while. And it was like, okay, I can see this, definitely see this, that. And I definitely see the inspiration that you're getting where you said Tyler Perry is one of your inspirations. I definitely can see
mm-hmm.
that. You know, I definitely can see that directed. And so, yeah, it's a great one. I wish you the best of luck on it. And I hope you get all, you know, as much as you need behind you because I do understand and I hear that it's a lot and it can be a lot. But at the same time,
yeah.
as you do it, make sure you take your time, you know, take your time.
Right.
And you know, because it's a very humbling experience just to be able to even sit here and talk to you because, you know, we sitting here talking to you now, but like I said, anybody could pick this up, seeing as
right.
though how touching it is, and you could take off. So it's a very humbling experience to be
yeah.
able to even sit here and talk to you about
yeah,
such a tragic experience
oh, yeah.
that, you know, you had to face. But I'm glad that you took it and you're turning it into something. You know, I'm glad that
yeah.
you're actually doing something with it. And, you know, like I said, congratulations on your movement. And I hope
Thank
you reach as many people as you possibly can because this is a great, you know, you need more people like you out there. No lie.
Yeah.
You need
Thank
more
you.
Awake and woken people out there that's going to spread the message as many as we can get because the direction that the generation is heading in today, this is what we need.
Right.
This is definitely what
right, and even the world, yeah, You're right, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, before we get too far in and we get up off of here, tell us where everybody can find, you know, your series, where they can find you at, your social media handles, you know. Let us know.
Okay, so you can follow us on Facebook. It's Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series. That's on Facebook. Again, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, Hurt People Series. And anybody that want to follow me, my name is Ricardo Richard. On Facebook, RICARDORICHARD. And then on YouTube, I just shortened it on YouTube because when I was trying to search it, when people were trying to look for it, they couldn't find it. So on YouTube, it's just called Bitter and Broken Web Series on YouTube. So check us out on YouTube. We have 8 episodes. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You know, it's my first series, so I'm learning. So hopefully people won't, you know, be too, you know, critical. But at the same time, we do want to hear, you know, the critics, so that way we could grow and be better. So check it out on YouTube, Bitter and Broken Web Series.
Yes, and a new season comes out summer 2019.
Yes.
So we can expect you to be coming back, right? Right? Across the
yes,
season.
Definitely if you have us, absolutely. That would be great.
All right now. Well, once again, we thank you for coming by and being our special guest tonight on the Fast Lane and Street Smart
yes,
Radio. Of course, we will have you back. Hurt People. Bitter and Broken. The web series, you can find them on YouTube. Once again, go check that out. It's something you do not want to, don't bypass it. You'll be missing a treat. This is Gray Bossanova. My hostess, Ms. Amira O. Thank you again. And we out.
Yeah. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything.
Subpoenas and your misdemeanors was too busy touring out all your arenas. My passport is tatted, it look like it's active. I play on these planes, y'all catch me in traffic. Y'all drag me in court for that shit. Y'all back was after all of these years of drug trafficking, huh? Time to remind me I'm black again, huh? All this talking back, I'm too arrogant, huh? What would you do? You knew you couldn't fail. I have no fear of anything, do everything well. I have no fear of jail, I was born in a trap. I have no fear of death, we all born to do that. It's just life, I'm just nice. Tonight I might raise my price, great advice. Damn you, ho. Jesus Christ.
I can do anything.
Yeah.
feather. Me and Hova do it like rebel. Most of y'all tits got pebbles. I got the rocks and the fellas. Ice lightning bolts from the heavens. Y'all gon' have to watch us eat.
Stock them like the doomsday preppers. Anybody ever had an error?
Yeah.
When things could have been better?
Yeah.
Feeling like you was on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And all you remember was a heckler.
Yeah.
But the universe lifts that weight.
Yeah.
Then you shine like a new feather.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings, etc.
Yeah.
Feeling like the best year ever.
Yeah.
Damn, it's a night.